the journey itself of Pakistan. I shall be either opening or inaugurating the construction of a number of new projects in the educational, health, and economic spheres. Your Excellency has already mentioned the Aga Khan University, for which you will be granting the charter tomorrow. The university is, of course, the major project of the Jubilee year throughout the world. We shall hear more about it at the ceremonies, and I have no wish to preempt the speeches which will be made then. But there will be other, less obviously important occasions during the coming days, and I should like to mention a few of them. The Aga Khan Central Health Board is initiating a new clinic home in Hyderabad, which follows the pattern of our health services of trying to help the government improve health care for mothers and young children. Similarly, the medical center I shall be opening at Singhal will include a maternity wing and a child health care center. There is still so much to be done in reducing infant mortality, especially in the northern areas of Pakistan. In the northern areas, we are also adding significantly to the capacity of our Aga Khan educational network, which already includes over 100 primary and secondary schools, by the opening of a new secondary school for girls at Sherkila and the construction of an academy at Karimabad. Until recently, girls have lagged sadly behind boys, both in their enthusiasm for education and in the facilities available to them. But this is rapidly changing, and we hope to assist the government in producing more qualified lady teachers, nurses, and other professional people who come from the northern areas and will stay to serve them. The outcome of the support program in assisting is assisting development in various ways, including identifying and promoting income-generating opportunities for the villagers, bringing drinking water and sanitation to 150 more villages over a period of years, training primary health care personnel, and improving teaching standards. The programs are, of course, carried out in cooperation with the government and with international agencies such as UNICEF. Finally, during this visit, my brother and I will be inaugurating the construction of two new city center hotels at Quetta and Faisalabad. Both of them cities which at the present lack sufficient high quality accommodation for visitors and businessmen. These hotels fit into the overall effort which our economic institutions are making to develop investment in Pakistan and in other parts of the third world. Your Excellency, I'm sure I have said enough to show that our Jubilee visit here will be no idle period of celebration. But I would like to end this evening by saying that this effort, which my community and I and the people who work with us are able to make in Pakistan, is due to what I would call an enabling environment, the environment which you have created, an environment to which every person concerned with the future of Pakistan must respond. I would like to say to you how deeply the future of Pakistan affects every single member of my family, every member of my community, and me. And I hope that in the years ahead, this Jubilee year will be remembered in Pakistan as being one in which a significant contribution will have been made to the future of this great Muslim country. Thank you.